keeps it simple, and I am thankful for her kind of loving, 'cause it's simple. No longer do we wonder if we're together, we're way past that. And I've already asked her. So in January, we're getting married. She's talking to me with her voice down so low I barely hear her. But I know what she's saying, I understand, because my heart and hers are the same. And in January, we're getting married. And I was sick with heartache, and she was sick like Audrey Hepburn when I met her. But we would both surrender. True love is not the kind of thing you should turn down. Don't ever turn it down. Circumstances we were born in, she knows which birds are singing and the names of the trees where they're performing in the morning. And in January, we're getting
welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 126. I'm your host, Sid Satter. Started things off this week with a track by the Everett Brothers. That song is called January Wedding. It is on the band's album, I In Love and You, that came out back in September of 2009 on American Recordings. That is an example of where we are right now. I'm digging through the best of 2009 that I missed, and I think everything in the podcast this week is a 2009 release as I try to catch up on the good stuff. And that album is definitely fantastic, and it's probably somewhere, if I were to redo my top albums from 2009, that one might have cracked the top 20. That's a really good one there. I have lots of good music for you this week, though. So let's continue on here. We're going to stretch all the way back to January of last year to pick up a track from Andrew Bird. This song is called Effigy.
Thank you. find me affable and build a replica for me with the idea to you a bit laughable of a pale facsimile. So will you come to burn an effigy? It should keep the flies away. And when you long to burn this effigy, it should be for the hours that slip away, slip away. It could be you, it could be me, working the door, drinking for free, carrying on with your conspiracies, filling the room with a sense of unease, fake conversations on a non-existent telephone, like the words of a man who spent a little too much time alone. When one has spent too much time alone. Flies away. If you long to burn an effigy, it should be of a man who's lost his way, slips away. It could be you, it could be me, walking the door, drinking for free, carrying on with your conspiracies, filling the room with a sense of unease, vague conversations on a non-existent telephone, like the words of a man who spent a little too much time alone, when one has spent too much time alone.
empty park we wound its way back through charred black pine, just like a wormhole. Bridge becomes an island when the ends are disconnected. When there's feedback, when Tiffin is striding, see the slap for half a century. Where are you?
Scene. That was Cymbals Eat Guitars with the song Cold Spring off the band's album Why There Are Mountains. That was a self-release that came out sometime in 2009. Lots of buzz about the band, and I know they're on tour soon. I know they're coming through Lawrence, Kansas, I believe, but that's a month or two off, but probably a show I'll be at because I like Pavement and Modest Mouse, and evidently so does that band. Before that, we heard from Andrew Bird with the song Effigy from his album Noble Beast that came out on Fat Possum Records back in January of last year. He's an artist who I enjoy all the time but can never really get into. I'm not quite the fanboy that so many people are. Reminding you how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. This week is a lot of music that I picked up after seeing everybody else's best of 2009 list, so we're kind of catching up on older things that you may have missed, because I know I did. Now I've got a trio of post-punk revival bands that a few years ago all made a big splash and have continued to put out records, and let's get into them and see what they've been up to lately. This song is by The Bravery. This is called Jack-O-Lantern Man.
Jack-O-Lantern! from your mat cuts through the gloom like moonlight. It's so fucking grim out there, let's hibernate. I'm sick of people obsessed with their clothes and hair. Never leave London, New York or LA. Fucking let's hibernate. It's cold and it is late. Both know I shouldn't stay. I don't care what your flatmates say. But yeah, they're probably right. Don't let me stay tonight. I'm drunk and you are tired. Don't let me stay tonight. I'm hard and you are tired. I could crush on your soul. That's not what I am here for. We could do spoons or more. Just don't show me the fucking futon. I can hear your breathing. See your eyes move on the lids as you dream of our future kids. File away the day secrets. And yeah, you'll probably be right. But your flatmates aren't that bright. And one's got a moustache, and she talks a lot of shy. I can feel something is growing. Yeah, yeah, ought to be gone. Now the light from your mag is blinking. Leaving is not what I think. Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Don't let me stay tonight. I'm drunk and you are tired. So let me stay tonight. I don't care what your family say. You got that annoying look in your eye. I'm hot and you are tired. Just let me stay
sleep twitch.
Wait, were you dancing? You were dancing. I just caught you dancing. Oh, I was too. That was The Editors with the song Papillon. That's on the band's album In This Light and On This Evening that came out on Fader Records back in October of 2009, a band from Birmingham in the UK. That album sounds a lot like She Wants Revenge, and it's kind of a shift from where they had been, but it's actually pretty good. There are a number of songs on there that I really enjoy, so for better or worse. Before that was The Rakes with the song The Light From Your Mac from their album Clang. That came out back in March of 2009. A band from London released on V2 there. I believe they broke up almost immediately after that album came out, which is kind of sad because that album is as good as anything since the first 7-inch, so a long time there. I think I may have played that first 7-inch on Too Much Rock Podcast number 1, so we're a ways from there, aren't we? And we started off that trio with The Bravery from New York. That song's called Jack-O-Lantern Man. It's from the album Stir the Blood that came out December 1st on Island Records. Curious time for an album to come out, but there you go. And that album, it has some very good moments in it. So all of those, I'd say, are worth checking out. Well, I can see we're about out of time. In fact, we're running a little bit over, so let me be quick about this. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 126. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by The Flaming Lips from their 2-CD Embryonic opus that came out October of last year on Warner Brothers Records. Flaming Lips is a band I've never been able to get into. I just don't know what keeps me from adoring them like everyone else, but there you go. But I gave this album a try because I heard it was a little bit of a departure. Still doesn't do a whole lot for me, but maybe it does for you, and that's how we explore things here on Too Much Rock. I'm going to play a song called Worm Mountain featuring Management, which is a lot of fun, actually, but still just doesn't strike me or make me go, gosh, this is magic. I want to hear this again and again and again. I don't. Maybe this might be the last time I ever hear it. So here you go. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week. This is The Flaming Lips with Worm Mountain.